The state's home insurance crisis is getting more attention, and a first-of-its-kind partnership with Cal Poly Humboldt is part of a plan to address it. Insurance cost relief measures were discussed by California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara during a recent live stream show hosted by the CalMatters nonprofit news service. CalMatters reporter Levi Sumagaisai said insurance companies are canceling policies due to fire risk, and those who still have insurance are saying their premiums have skyrocketed. Lara has developed a sustainable insurance strategy, which Sumagaisai described as a multi-part effort to try to get insurers writing policies here again. The partnership with Cal Poly will lead to development of new catastrophic models with granular data on fire risk. Lara said the data will allow homeowners and others who have fire-hardened their properties to get insurance cost relief.
I want two things. I want data so that I'm able to our department is able to verify what they're using, what algorithm, and I hate the word algorithm, but what data sets are using, what are the characteristics, and then also, can I use that data to verify people's home hardening? So that we make sure that if Susan here does the home hardening, that her rate is properly assessed, taken into consideration, the home hardening that she's done. Because right now we don't have access to any of that. So that was another couple months of negotiation. And we got to the point where, yes, the department's going to get the data it needs. We're going to be able to share portions of that data with our local electeds that need to know what is happening with these fires, where should you build, maybe how, what materials you should build with. Data is key and transparency is key to all of this, right? So we hold everybody accountable. And so we were able to get that done.
Sumagaisai described the Cal Poly-led data development as a first-in-the-country effort. She asked Lara if it will be ready for action before his term ends in 2026. He said his department's engagement with Cal Poly is groundbreaking, so timeframes and costs are difficult to predict.
I'm so excited because we're actually harnessing the intellect of our own universities and Cal Poly Humboldt with their forestry department. They are the experts at this. And so this is why engaging with them and other universities and UCs and privates to make this happen. And if we can get this done, you know, and we could get the funding, we could start already working on that. So I don't want to put a definite timeline of when we'll get it done, but just set the expectation that we're doing this from scratch, and we don't shy away from that, but we also want to be realistic on the amount of money it's going to take and the years it might take to implement.
Lara explained how data that gets down to parcel levels will help ease the insurance crisis.
People are like, I've spent thousands of dollars and I'm still getting dropped. I spend thousands of dollars and nobody's even come to my house to see the mitigation that I've done. And this is why the data in the catastrophic models becomes key. Because essentially, you're still paying a premium that's outdated because the premium no longer takes into account the mitigation that you've done, right? Because they're only using satellite imagery that is only kind of sprinkled in and looks at like your slope, you know, and look at some general characteristics of the community. But that's what they determine to see if you even get offered a policy. Now with these catastrophic models, we're gonna be able to actually go into the property and say, you know, Mrs. Smith has the defensible space, the metal roof, and that rate is not adequate to what she should be paying. And so the mitigation counts for something. That is the one thing that we can do together, and that needs to be accounted for.
Other facets of Lara's plan include basing insurance on state risks rather than global ones, and expanding the coverage and reducing costs of the so-called FAIR plan, which is run by private insurers of last resort, are also in Lara's plan. Asked if his plan will start right-sizing the market before his term ends, Lara said it will. He said, quote, when these reforms are put in place, we're going to have insurers come back to California and expand their footprint in every part of the state, creating affordability and availability for insurance. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.